Well, Donald Trump has weighed in on a lot of the primaries happening across the country, and he finally did here in the gubernatorial race.
Yes, sir.
By the way, he did not endorse Jocelyn Benson.
No. Didn't think he would.
No, I didn't think so either. And we were, you know what? We hit the nail on that head.
We did.
But he did endorse John James. And that certainly, I imagine, would give John a big boost.
Yeah.
Going into this primary come August 4th. And Congressman John James joins us this morning to talk about it. Congressman, it's good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me back on, guys. Good morning.
What does this endorsement mean for you, for your campaign, for fundraising efforts, all of those things? How do things change now?
Well, the president's a friend, and we've been supportive of each other for the better part of the past decade. I'm grateful for the president's support, but the battle is not won yet. We have a lot of work to do. We have early voting starting this week. And please remind all of your friends that the primary ends on August 4th. If you'd like more information, go to johnjamesmi.com. But again, we're grateful for the president's support, but I'm going to be going all around the state to earn yours as well.
The president has had mixed results endorsing candidates recently. Do endorsements still carry the same political weight they once did, Congressman?
Of course, and that's a great point. The president is undefeated in federal races in Michigan and statewide races. I'm excited to have his support. People in the state of Michigan recognize that we need to begin to unify, consolidate, because we cannot beat the Democrats and turn our state around with half a Republican Party. And when you see what's happening in New York and around the country, the Democrat socialism is on the march. And Republicans are being called right now to stand against the forces that would tear our nation down to its studs, ironically, on our 250th birthday. So we need to come together. We need to support the president. We need to make sure that we are working together to ensure that our children have a better and brighter future. And we turn the state around from the damage that Jocelyn Benson and Whitmer administration has done over the past 7.5 years.
You know, you've gotten a number of high-profile endorsements, obviously the president being the latest one. But there still needs to be work done on voter turnout. And historically, during primaries, people don't get out to the numbers that we would all like. I think everybody should vote in every single election.
Absolutely.
No matter what's on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
How does that impact the way that your campaign is operating at this point?
Well, that's such a great point. Midterms are turnout elections, and midterm primaries especially, which is the reason why I've been to 83 counties around the state of Michigan, which is why I've had hundreds of stops, public and otherwise, around the state of Michigan, because this is going to be won in the trenches. I'm a combat aviation pilot, ranger qualified. Nobody's going to outwork me. So while I'm doing my duty for the state of Michigan, being deployed here to the swamp, I'm still getting around the state and making sure people hear a message of what we're going to do to bring educational excellence, economic mobility, public safety, accountable government, and healthy families. These are the messages that are resonating, which is why I was ahead by double digits in the primary prior to the president's election, why we'll continue to widen that margin, and why we're going to wrap our arms around the entire party to focus on one objective, which is beating the Democrats in November and turning our state around for all 10 million Michiganders for the next 4 years.
Congressman, you represent a competitive congressional district, and, you know, some Republicans worry that leaving the House could put that seat at risk. Why was the governor job the right thing for you to do at this point?
You know, that's a great question. I've always answered the call. From the time that I went into the military, I went to war after 9/11, I answered the call for a nation that was under attack. I came back after the Great Recession to help grow jobs in Detroit. I answered the call for people who were increasingly hopeless that they could have a life they would be proud of and put more money in their pockets. And I would help provide jobs in Michigan and the city of Detroit, answering the call. And then once again, when our republic was under attack with open borders and extremist policies, I ran for office and won and stood against the extremism that frankly threatens our way of life, supporting the president's agenda and making sure that we can have a country we can be proud of and pass on to our children. So once again, running for Michigan's governor, our state is on fire. 45th in total education. Our economic opportunities slipped from 19th to mid-30s in 1 year, and our children are leaving a state for better opportunity. Our state is on fire. I'm answering the call, and the Democrats' only answer is somebody who's currently being sued for racial discrimination, allowed illegals to vote, and can't even run a website. And so Michigan deserves better. We were made for more, and I'm answering the call to help Michigan a better place where we can all prosper under our own terms.
Yeah, and that was the topic of the panel that I hosted with John up on Mackinac Island. Mm-hmm. And Congressman, we appreciated your time for that, and that is a huge cause of concern and a huge focus for the next governor in this state is how do we turn these things around and quickly? And I do want to ask you also about what we've seen in the wake of this Donald Trump endorsement, actually even going back before it, because Tom Leonard, who was running for governor as well on the Republican side, had dropped out through his support behind your campaign. After the president endorsed you, Eric Nesbitt dropped out and threw his support behind you. Do you see a scenario, whether you win the primary, lose the primary, is there going to be a cohesion of Republicans in the state that are going to band together to support each other?
Republicans have always stood up to free men from bondage and hold our republic together, and we will do so once again. But in the state of Michigan, the Republican Party will unite. We will bind together to free men from mental and emotional bondage and to save our republic and to make Michigan great again. I have every hope that with somebody who's actually been to combat and brought people together to accomplish tough and dangerous missions, that I will be able to do it again, unifying our party, winning this election, and then bringing our state together to fix it and frankly, put out this fire. I'm willing to answer the call and run into the fire, and I just need everybody on our team to make sure that they're willing to hold the rope on the other end. I'm so excited for the opportunity to earn your support and your vote. And I think you can see with the president's endorsement, with my former opponent's endorsement, that the people who are in it for the right reasons, they were in it for you, Tom Leonard, Eric Nesbitt, they were in it for you. And right now they recognize that I'm in the best position to take the shot. I'm in the best position to win the general. And we, together, are going to fix our state.
Congressman, between now and August 4th, will we see a debate between you and Mike Cox and Perry Johnson?
I've accepted two debates, one in Southeast Michigan in Detroit. This is my good friend Rick Albin, and I'm looking forward to having our message out there for everybody.
A little bit of phone trouble there with you, yeah. Congressman, but yeah. But you did. We heard you say that you did accept a couple of debates, which is good to hear.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time as always. Thank you. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk again very soon.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
Have a good one, Congressman.
You got it.
Yeah.
But again, I do think it's a meaningful endorsement. Whether or not that's going to carry into November,
right?
We'll see. That's down the road.
That's down the road.
But Donald Trump he's got a pretty darn good average when it comes to who these endorsements and when they're coming through in their primaries in these states.
Yeah.
The record doesn't lie there.
Well, and, you know, we had two drop, and we'll see how this goes with these debates because people want to hear, you know, what these candidates have to say. And the best way to do it is get out in front and talk to the people.
Certainly. Donald Trump to Capitol Hill today. Immigration on the docket. Iran on the docket. What do we expect to hear coming out of these conversations with lawmakers? We'll talk about that with Eben Brown next. It's JR Morning.